Okay, Kevin, do we have some of our newer board members here?
I believe we have Claire and Jaime.
I see Jaime. Jaime,
do you prefer Jaime? Jaime?
Yeah, Jaime is fine. Jaime.
Jaime. Okay. Jaime. I gotta get my pronunciation properly. Hi, Shara. Hey, Victor. Hey, Tom. Hey, Chuck. I thought I saw Claire. There's Claire.
Here's Claire. Great.
Yes, I'm here.
So you do have a quorum.
Oh, we do. And JP and Ian are on excused absences, just FYI. So I'll call the meeting to order with this statement that this meeting is taking place via teleconference pursuant to executive orders N-25-20 and N-29-20. The board of directors and employees of Navigator Schools will meet via Zoom. Members of the public who wish to access the meeting may do so online, and the information was provided in the agenda. Members of the public attending online who wish to comment during the board meeting, I will ask that they use the online raise hand tool in Zoom when they wish to speak. When I ask for public comments, which I will do shortly, that are not on the agenda, because the public comment period included in the agenda is reserved for comments on items that are not listed on the agenda. Public comments on agenda items, I will ask for comments from the public when that item comes up on the agenda. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be extended to 6 minutes. At the discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. The board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications and accommodations have been made prior to this meeting. The remarks that I just said are repeated in the agenda and are also included in Spanish. With that, I will, as I said, ask for Sean Martin to record the attendance and identify any guests that we have with us. Sean?
Alfred Morricane. Chuck Daggs.
Present.
Barry Grissom.
Here.
Ian Connell, JP Anderson, Jaime Quiroga.
Sorry, present.
John Faraday.
Present.
Shara Hegde.
Present.
Victor Predestolonia.
Present. John, one note, Alfred is deployed in El Paso in his duties as a FEMA deployer, and I'm not sure of his official title, and so we knew that he may not be able to make it today.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I had an opportunity to speak to the airport at Dallas Fort Worth, the airport officials there who also have experienced flooding, and they're underwater, so to speak. And and I mentioned Alfred as part of our board, and that he's a terrific FEMA official, and they should look him up if they get a chance to say hello. So we'll see if he comes back and says Dallas Fort Worth Airport, DFW folks call them. We do have a quorum. Are there any guests, Sean?
We do have guests. Well, actually, we don't have official guests. We do have some public speakers.
Okay, well, let me call the meeting to order. I will reserve my opening remarks for later, and let's move to item D in public comments.
So currently we are Gabriel and our Pinder, and but we'll see if we have raised hands in the meantime. But Gabriel is welcome to go first.
Mitch Mendez, welcome.
And I will unmute him.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabriel Mendez. I am a student at Hollister High School, and our Pinder and I are here today because we have shared our Navigator. We have shared our story with Navigator staff, and we'd like to share it with the Navigator board.
Please go ahead.
Perfect. So, I am an alumni of Hollister Prep School, and at Hollister Prep School, we were able to be taught with a squad model, which is something that, you know, I'm sure you guys are all aware of, but it's the model of like a specific model of teaching where it's all based on collaboration. And so with that, it's really helped me blossom as a student. For example, when I was a little kid, like second grade, third grade, I wasn't really the most social person. But today in high school, I am a junior at Hollister High School, and in high school, I'm super social. I'm actually ASP Commissioner of Clubs. So I overlook 49 clubs on campus. And I also created my own club, which is focuses on creating inclusion on campus and finding innovative solutions to any differences that we may have. So for example, this past year, we made a tutoring program for our ELD students. And I thought that was really awesome. ELD means English learning students. And so I just think that the squad model has helped me be more social, and, you know, has helped my leadership qualities. In addition to that, I also see a differences between students. So from the students that, you know, I graduated with, I always see that they always take the first initiative when it comes to doing schoolwork and, you know, talking to people. And they're always first to talk about a lot of like great discussions, and they're just always a leader. So I think that there is a difference between the students that come from other schools and the students that come from Navigator schools. And so with your guys' all, with everybody's hard work, it has truly inspired me to one day create my own school. And in the future, I would like to create a school called the We Matter School. So I really appreciate all the hard work that you guys put into the squad model and into Navigator schools. And I think you guys are all awesome. So thank you guys so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gabriel. Thank you, and thanks for coming and visiting with us. Come anytime, and please come back and tell us how you are proceeding toward your goal, the We Matter School. And thanks very much for taking the time. Who else do we have? Sean?
I did see one raised hand, but it appears to be rescinded. So,
okay.
I would like to, if that person would like to speak. Oh, Sean, there we go.
Sean, yes. I responded to that person basically indicating I knew it was regarding the GPS safety item. So I just informed that person that we will take public comments related to that item during that item. Right now, we're taking public comment on non-agenda items. So I believe the only remaining non-agenda item speaker at this point is our Pinder, but please raise your hand if you are here to speak to a non-agenda item.
Hi, our Pinder, welcome. And we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. And it's nice to see some board faces. Like Gabriel mentioned, I'm here kind of to share my Navigator story. And I have a really, really, really long one. So I'm going to try to fit it in 3 minutes. But for some context, I'm part of the second graduating class at Navigator from GPS. And I'm currently a senior at Dr. TJ Owens Gilroy Early College Academy. So I'm duly enrolled as a Gavilan College student as well as a high school student. So upon my graduation in 2023, I'm going to be graduating with not one but two associate's degrees in liberal arts, multiple subjects and communication studies. And that's the first thing that I want to touch on and why I'm here today. I am in advanced level college courses with full functioning adults, and I'm in those classes with some of my Navigator peers. And I say this in the most humble way possible. but we are outstanding in college classes, and I have thrived in college classes, and I fully believe what I say when I say that I would not be thriving in a college environment if it were not for the skills that Navigator taught me. Because I've been at Navigator my entire life, I grew up with models that they were still creating. So the squads model, I worked a lot with Miss Knox on that to even create that. So the squads model wasn't even finalized, and the skills from that have helped me succeed in college level courses today. And I'm so content, and I know that when I go to a four-year university, which I do plan on doing, such as the 80% of students who graduated the first graduating class of Navigator, and they're all going to four-year universities, I'm content with academically. On top of academically, Navigator does Navigator did a lot for me personally and my leadership skills and who I am today. For those of you who don't know me, I breathe leadership and service in every aspect of my life. Leadership and service is present, whether it's in my family or, for example, overall ASB president this school year at GECA. And I have leadership experience in every way, shape, or form. I started my own nonprofit organization at 14 years old. I'm the first youth board manager for the YMCA in the entire world. And again, I wholeheartedly believe when I say that those skills came from what I learned at Navigator. And something I'm really proud of is that I have a niece who's attending Watsonville Prep this year. We live in Gilroy. We live 45, almost 50 minutes away, roughly an hour with traffic from Watsonville Prep. And because of obviously high competition rates, she didn't get a spot at Gilroy Prep or Hollister Prep, but her parents were absolutely ecstatic when she got her welcome letter at Watsonville Prep. The gas prices don't matter, commute doesn't matter, the traffic doesn't matter, but the fact that they're so passionate about sending their daughter there because they've seen what it's done for me and my siblings, because I also have a younger sister who graduated from Navigator and a little brother who's currently in third grade. But they've seen what it's done and they want that for their kid. So the fact that my family wants to send generations to Navigator, it just speaks volumes about all that it's done for me, and other people can see that as well. So Navigator is doing amazing things and I'm so, so grateful to be a part of it, just as Gabriel said. Thank you guys for hearing us out.
Great. Again, Arpinder, thank you very much for coming and telling us your story. We appreciate it. Thank you to the Navigator staff for arranging these alums to come and be Exhibit A's on the success of the alumni. So thanks very much. Anyone else, Sean?
No, that is all.
Okay, we will move to... I'll move to Chairman's comments just to say welcome. This is the first time the board is meeting during the academic school year, and I want to say thank you to the staff for again a successful beginning to a new year. We appreciate your efforts, and we just saw two consequences of those efforts. So thank you very much. I will move to item E, approval of minutes from the previous meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting?
So move.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second? This approval of the meetings for June 29th.
I'll second.
For a second.
Thank you. Is there any comment or amendments to the minutes that people would like to offer? Hearing none, I will move for approval. Sean, would you call the roll for approval of the board minutes, please?
Chuck Daggs.
Chuck, I think he called you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
Claire Grissom.
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes-Colonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you, Sean. Moving to section one, item F, the CEO report. Kevin?
Me, I'm you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for making it to our first meeting during the school year. I'm going to have a brief slide show, and I apologize for I don't want presenter view. Can everybody see this? Can you see my slides?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. So apologies for getting the written report out just moments before the meeting. I'm just going to go through some highlights here. So our regional technical assistance and coaching is in progress. Crystal Toriumi, our director of model implementation, is leading that effort. She has a full report included as an attachment to the CEO report. And we'd love your assistance in recruiting other charter schools and districts to participate, because they will learn a lot and help spread the type of program that has been so successful in our Navigator schools. So shout out to Crystal for a very big lift at the beginning of a very busy year, not just for us, but for all schools in California. It's a very busy time with a lot of administrators still covering classrooms with teacher shortage issues and COVID still having people out of the rooms. So Hayward Collegiate integration, there's so many early wins to speak about. A couple big ones is that we have moved food service into the social hall that we're also now doubling the use as a cafeteria and not in the classrooms. If you could imagine the first 3 years of Hayward Collegiate, teachers were serving breakfast and lunch in the classroom. They were supervising it, which would obviously impact their teacher preparation time and perhaps their sanity. So we're really excited that we were able to make that change. It's one of the big early wins. And we also installed new turf in place of the dirt field. So here's a couple pictures of the social hall where we have lunch set up. We have our new food service lead, Maritza, there serving very happy kindergartners on the first day of school. And this is a picture of the turf being nearly complete. You'll see a video later that shows kids playing on the new turf. But to the left, you'll see the dilapidated condition of the field that was there prior. And not only was it a safety hazard, but Jaime was sharing with us in our facilities committee or our finance committee yesterday, which also looks at facilities, how the allergies were very problematic for students over the last few years. We know we had a student that was hospitalized because the wind blew dust into their eyes. And we heard from staff that they're used to eating dirt because on windy days, it would often fill their mouth. So we're very happy that we were able to complete that project and have it done by the end of the first week of school. So on a related note, that basketball hoop that's right there in that picture to the left is a very, very much a no-no for a public school. We like to see poles in concrete that can't be moved or tipped over in the wind or with kids being overly anxious climbing. So we had the church, it was owned by the church, which also uses the space on the weekends. And the church gave us permission to dispose of that hoop. When I was walking Jaime around a couple weeks ago, I was pointing out to Jaime the need for a basketball hoop. And that one of the challenges for us was that we were already over budget in thinking about adding air conditioning and the new field and some other improvements. And he offered to, with his concrete company, to do a pro bono donation to secure to supply the concrete, the framing, and to do the labor to install a new basketball hoop for us at Hayward Collegiate. So Jaime, thank you very much for that. We estimate the value of that with needing to cut the asphalt as well as do all the removal and installation, which his company will do in a very professional manner. We estimate that value is approximately $4,000. Relatedly, I'm going to share some news on a Gilroy prep need, which I don't have the picture for right now, but I showed Jaime the picture for our very sad shape of an outdoor hoop at Gilroy Prep. And he offered to install two of the basketball units that we're going to secure through a grant at Gilroy Prep when his company is down in Gilroy doing work at In-N-Out Burger in a couple months. So Jaime, we just can't thank you enough for stepping up and being such a contributor to the students of not only Hayward where your kids go, but also in Gilroy and our other network schools. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jaime.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing the kids play on those new hoops. So be nice.
Also included in the CEO report is a list of possible board engagement opportunities. One is coming up tomorrow, very short notice, our back to school night in Watsonville Prep. So these are provided in writing. If you want to take a note of these dates and times, we're really excited for the back to school nights that are coming up. And we'll be working with Nina. Nina's first day, Nina, the former CEO of and founder, always be the founder of Hayward Collegiate, is starting on a very limited basis September 1st, approximately 5 hours a week. And her first charge is to work with Kirsten and our principal, Parisa Faudian of Hayward Collegiate, to get the Alameda County board members out to either back to school night or another visit very shortly thereafter, or possibly before. So we're excited that Nina will be joining our team as director of strategy at 60%, approximately 3 days a week, beginning October 1st. But she's easing into it in September with a very high priority on engagement with the Alameda County Board of Education. So I don't know if we could, John, are you trying to say something?
Sorry, Kevin. Can you or someone else give a brief description of back to school night so the board members know what that is?
Back to school night is an opportunity for primarily parents to come and meet the teachers of their students. That's probably the first primary objective. The principals often will give a brief overview. We often have two sessions for parents that have multiple children on site. So we'll do like a 15, 20 minute part A and then a part B, so that if parents need to attend two different sessions, I will invite Kirsten to fill in any blanks there.
Nope, you covered it. It's a great opportunity for parents to learn about the academic program for the year, meet their teachers, and just get an update on how the school year is going to go.
And I'm going to stop sharing so we could see Mario Ellis, who's our new director of information technology. Mario, welcome to the team. We're very excited to have you. There's a little bit of background I shared. Mario worked as the director of technology for Millbrae School District over near the airport, San Francisco Airport. He's also been a technology manager for the San Mateo Union High School District. Mario has a degree in business administration and a JD from Tufts University. Mario, would you like to say hi to everybody?
Hello, nice to meet all of you, and so excited to be part of the NAVI family. And a lot of work ahead of me, but I love it so far, and I'm gonna enjoy a long career here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario, very happy to have you. The last part of my report is on enrollment, and we're nearly full. We have grown from June to now more than 200 students. That's a result of three things. One, Watsonville Prep has grown to fifth grade, so that added 60 students. And we added our second TK class, which you'll see a little bit of later. And we also, of course, merged with Hayward Collegiate. So those students folding into our Navigator network now makes us 1,600 students strong. So thanks to all the efforts on our from Kirsten and our office managers and everyone else who has contributed to keeping our enrollment going strong.
How close is that to our budget enrollment? Pretty close to what we were anticipating?
It is very close, Chuck. We are right now, and we believe we'll fill the seats at WPS, GPS, and HPS. The one school that we're going to be coming under on is Hayward Collegiate. And the reason is really the limited size of our classrooms and not wanting to crowd them too much. And the fact that Hayward Collegiate has a TK program that is bundled into the K class. So they have a TK-K combo class. And as a result, we need to keep that class size at 24 or less to comply with the state laws regarding TK. So Amy will cover that in an upcoming budget revision. But yes, we're going to be a little under it at Hayward Collegiate.
Okay, that sounds good though.
But for this time in the year, for the other three sites, we're very pleased with where we are. So John, that does it for the CEO report. Happy to take any comments or questions via email or phone call if can be helpful. And please, if you have a chance to read the report that was just recently sent out, you might have some more details included there. Oh, I missed one. I'm sorry. I don't know if I jumped over this slide. I'm so sorry. Seeing Melissa there reminded me. We passed a very difficult visit by the Santa Clara County Office of Education, who was visiting Gilroy Prep for a Williams case review, which basically they look very closely at all our curriculum and materials, our teacher credentials, and they look at facilities. And Melissa led the team on the Williams review, and they left with smiling faces, basically saying that we passed. And so big shout out to Melissa Alatori-Alness, who's wearing two hats as our director of schools and our director of HR. So thank you for that, Melissa. And also in the report, board members, there's a lot more detail on the Hayward Collegiate integration, which included a lot of new staffing, integration of payroll, which has been seamless and smooth, adding all the certificated staff of Hayward Collegiate into the state teacher retirement system, and getting their paychecks in on time. So really great stuff that's going on at Hayward Collegiate as a result of the hard work of this team. So thank you all for your efforts there. Really, really big shout out to our team on that.
And Kevin, just to give credit where credit is due, Kirsten actually on the Williams visit organized all of us, and Crystal played a huge role in making sure that we were ready curriculum-wise. So just want to shout those folks out too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And thank you to the staff for the success at Gilroy and at Hayward and the other schools. We'll move on to section two, the accounting notices. Amy has two notifications concerning accounting and auditing with the board. Amy?
I am so sorry. Amy is taking a much deserved break today, and she thought she would be in a position to give this report, and she texted me and said that she's not gonna be. So the unaudited actuals, we're fine-tuning them so they will be ready by the deadline, and we scheduled a special finance committee meeting to have those reviewed. So that's the update on the unaudited actuals, and generally speaking, they are looking better than we had anticipated. So we won't be seeing big red flags. That is not why they're late. Not that they're gonna be late to submit, late to this meeting, because the goal was to have them here. So we discussed that with the finance committee, and I know Victor's prepared to give a report on the committee's meeting.
Okay, let's move to item B, the finance committee report. Victor, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks, John. Hi, everybody. So we met yesterday for the Finance Committee to go over a few of the topics that Kevin made mention of. The first is the unaudited actuals. As we understand it, The team is working very hard to get those audited and in position for us to review more formally. We have on the plate to review those in the next subsequent meeting. In addition to that, we got some good news about the Hayward Collegiate integration. It sounds like there were a lot of successful integrations with operations and finance and bringing all those components into the Navigator School network. And so a big round of applause to Amy and the team for doing that. That's a big, heavy lift and shift. And so to see that be successful so quickly deserves recognition. The other thing we talked about was budget revisions. So due to updates over the course of the year and discussions with facilities and looking at the integration with Hayward, there will be some budgets revised. So just be on the lookout for that. Nothing major that was alarming to us from a budget, from a finance committee standpoint, but just want to make known. Lastly, we had a discussion with Kevin about long-term facilities. There's going to be some, I would say, discussions in this area in the future. There are options that we need to consider as a board in terms of how we will plan in the future for our students to have the right size of classrooms and the number of classrooms. And so one of the tasks that Kevin is going to work with on the team is looking at those options and working with us to make an evaluation on how to proceed with long-term facilities. I apologize, I'm a little under the weather, but I'll pause here to take any questions if there are any.
Thanks, Victor. Are there any questions for Victor? Hearing none. Thanks for the report, Victor. Hope you feel better. Appreciate you you showing up. We'll move to section three. We are very pleased to have the principals who are sort of crown jewels of the department. So James and Kirsten, thank you very much for scooting over a little bit and allowing the principals to spend a few minutes and talk about the opening of the school year. And we appreciate that very much. First on is the principal from Gilroy Prep. Melissa, is she here?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I was just going to say, John, Kirsten's going to get us started with a few slides before
Terrific. Taking
it to Missy.
Good. Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you. And I forget, is Kevin or Mario, are you guys sharing the screen on this one since there are so many speakers? Do you guys have this or not?
Mario, you going to? You got it, Mario?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So I just want to welcome everyone back to the 22-23 school year. It has been a wonderful launch, as you've already heard about from a few different folks. A couple of things you're going to be hearing about over the next couple months we'll go over now, but I do want you to see the new logo collection that our wonderful Annie Stevens with HR put together. We have all of our schools in one spot. So it just is a fun visual of a great Navigator team. So thank you, Mario. We can go to the next slide. You're going to be hearing quite a bit over the next few months about our graduate aims. And this is something we have been rolling out over the last year. We are focusing on the amazing qualities that we want our Navigators to have when they leave us. And as you could tell from meeting both our Pinder and Gabe, we are well on our way to creating all of these academic scholars, continual improvers, courageous change makers, creative problem solvers, and collaborative teammates. Like I said, you'll hear quite a bit more over the next year. Next slide. Just a few little brief updates. Lucky number four, we had collaborative teammates from all four Navigator schools attending part of Navi 101 and 201 together in person. We were so thrilled to have our Hayward Collegiate teammates come to Watsonville to be a part of that wonderful week. And it just helped create a positive sense of energy and just the excitement that we all are entering into the next school year with. As you already heard, we had Navigator alumni and academic scholars serving as presenters at Navi 101 and 201. We have 263 staff members ready to teach the next generation of courageous change makers. And we have 1,615 navigators ready to be continual improvers and learning on their way to becoming learners and leaders. Next slide, Mario.
Are we comfortable with the number of teachers versus what we had planned?
Yes, I believe so. And Melissa, correct me if I'm wrong, we are fully staffed in our classrooms. We still have some like SGIs or paraprofessionals that we are hiring, but in our classrooms are fully staffed. I know I haven't had to sub this year, and that is a good sign.
Great.
Kevin, I believe this, go ahead, Melissa.
We actually still have one teacher vacancy in Gilroy. So. Oh.
And right now a TNT is in that classroom, correct? Yes. Okay. So there you go, Chuck. We have one.
That's good. Great.
Kevin, do you want to introduce this video?
This is our new TK class. We converted a second grade classroom to be a TK room this year. We moved everybody down a room. This is because we have extra space right now because we built our new school at Watsonville Prep to house TK, one TK that was before the law changed, and we can give funding for TKers earlier now. So we added the second TK because we have the extra space because we're not yet serving 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. So this is our new TK class. And you'll see a few very engaging activities for them. So you can hit play, Mario. This is just a 1 minute video. I guess we're starting with the new field.
Wow, Jennifer, that's a great summer song. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's almost perfect. Look. Majita, you can almost do a cartwheel. That is great. Wow. Last year, Matthew? Yeah. What do you like better, the grass or the dirt? Okay, I think a good choice. What do you think about the grass, Anaya? You like it?
Sunny, would you like to get your activity? Ready? We're going to track with Tony.
All right, but today we are going to the one on the
You are being a good listener. Oh. Oh, we have to say goodbye. I cannot call you. Girl, Alicia. The people's boxes on our eye box over there, little friend.
Right here. She somehow knew I zoomed in on her and she ducked. And that the little video on the turf, that was the very first day. That was Friday, about an hour after the crew completed. About an hour after the crew completed the work, and so they were just being free on the grass.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. So I am now going to turn it over to our fabulous, phenomenal team of principals, and they are going to introduce and tell you a little bit about their teams. We have quite a variety and incredible group of leaders. We have Division I scholar athletes. We have parents of future and past Navigator students. We have members of families. They were the first member of their family to graduate from a four-year university. We have new Navigators and we have seasoned Navigators. And so I am now going to turn it over to Missy Corral, who's going to kick off with Gilroy Prep School. So Mario, you can go to the next slide and then Missy will tell you when to go.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to introduce myself and also my leadership team members and give you some updates on how the first 2 weeks of school have gone. Go ahead and go to the next slide, Mario. So I've been at Navigator since 2013. I started as a fourth grade STEM teacher, taught for a couple of years, went to an innovation fellow and worked with the innovations in our middle school model, then moved into the VP position. And this is my third year as the principal at Gilroy Prep. Miss Schmidt, Shauna Schmidt, she started with us in 2019 as a kindergarten teacher, and I saw leadership from her from day one. She just has the presence, the poise, the galvanizing, getting people excited about what's happening on campus, and has turned out to be just a really phenomenal coach. Even it's only the second week of school, so really excited to have her join our team this year as the kinder through second grade vice principal. We have Dan Whitlock, who is an outside hire for our third through fifth grade vice principal. He has a vast, a lot of experience within education, 10 years teaching ELD and among other subjects as well. We've kind of had an eye on him for the last couple of years, and we snagged him this year. So I'm really excited. And similar to Shauna, he's been a great addition, just jumping right in with coaching and supporting all of our staff from day one. We have Ada Perales, who has started with us as a parent when GPS opened and as a staff member and is still with us 10 plus years later. She is our instructional support coach. So she primarily works with our small group instructors and our teacher in trainings, as well as our AR specialist. And we also have Nancy Salazar. She started in 2016, actually at Hollister Prep School as a PE teacher, and then moved into the STEM classrooms. We snagged her last year from HPS as our middle school VP. So this is her second year with us. Go ahead and go to the next slide. This is just some other leadership members that we have on campus that have just been able to jump in and support wherever was needed. We have Brian Benson, who is our site operations manager, which has alleviated our former operations and culture VP so that they can really focus on coaching and being in the classrooms. We have Alex Heredia, who's our educational specialist, paired with Vivian Calderon, who is our educational specialist in training. And then we also have Katie Giacalone, who is our para coach. So we have a very big leadership team, but we all work really well together, and it's really exciting to have us all part of it. And this is just a couple of pictures that showcase the last couple of weeks. Just shout out, we got a new water filtration system, which has been in the works before COVID. It got approved and then COVID hit and we had to start from ground zero, but super appreciative of the board of directors and chiefs and our school site council who helps get this through. The kids are very excited now. You'll also see a picture around kinder orientation. So we have 60 new kinders on our campus and they already look like first graders. Our kinder team is just phenomenal. You would never know that they are only in week three. They're doing a great job. And then that top one, like I said earlier, we have a couple of new vice principals, but they were already jumping in day one, live coaching and supporting new staff, veteran staff, just making it a priority to be in the classrooms to support the staff, which ultimately trickles down to support the students. So it's been a really amazing launch to GPS. Multiple staff members have shared, it just feels good to be on campus. I'm excited to come to work. I'm happy. So it's a nice turnaround and a way to start the new school year. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to Parisa at Hayward Collegiate.
Thank you, Missy. It's really great seeing all of the great things that you guys are doing over at GPS. I'm thrilled to introduce Hayward Collegiate, the newest Navigator school. I invite you all to come to our school and visit anytime, unless you're Jaime, who is always at our school, especially for pickups, because his kids go to our school. Next slide, please. We are a small but mighty leadership team. I'll start with Kiana Smith and work my way to myself. Kiana Smith joined in January of 2022. She is essential to this transition. She knows a lot of the procedures of our office and has really been helping us transition into what a navigator school should look like. Tanya Rodriguez Santizo is our new school office manager. She is incredible. She comes with a wealth of knowledge in budgeting and payroll operations, and the girl even knows how to code. So she's incredible, and we're working really closely with her to systemize all of our operations and to make it look like a navigator school on the op side. Quincy Lucero Long is a founding leader of Hayward Collegiate since like the 2018-2019 year, and she served as a teacher for many years prior to coming to Hayward Collegiate in both Phoenix and San Francisco, and she taught K through two and also coached those grades at Hayward before coming and transitioning into a leader of vice principal of academics. And she just comes with such like a wealth of knowledge, both in academics and culture. And we couldn't do this without her. As for myself, I first started teaching. I've taught for 8 years. I taught everything between TK and eighth grade. I can't choose one grade. I love them all. I joined Aspire as a dean of mod severe behavior. I think I have a special place in my heart for behavior because I was one of those kids who had behavior issues. And so I'm recently coming from Rocket Ship Public Schools, specifically Rocket Ship Delta Prep in Antioch. I served there as an assistant principal, coaching over 13 teachers, primarily in humanities and special education. And so now I'm humbled and honored to become a part of Navigator Schools as the principal of Hayward Collegiate. Thank you. Next slide, please. So these are some of the things that we have been accomplishing across the last month. So the first picture you'll see, we have turf, and that was really exciting. Our kids love it. They just love running across it. Some of them just don't even play with the toys. They just roll around on the ground. The second picture is of a student with art. We do have art as part of our after school and as part of our enrichment specials program. And the last picture is just another picture of a student playing with some blocks and other enrichment activities. And so one of the big things that for us is getting a robust after school program that really will enrich the whole child. So academically and providing other things that students may not get during the school day. So like extra interventions, extra tutoring, extra things like art and sports. And it's really great to see. And we could not have done it without Kevin's help. So thank you for that. And I just want to say also thank you to every single person here on this Zoom. Thank you to every single person on the board and every single person at Navigator, because it takes a village to grow our children, and y'all are part of this village. So thank you so much. We appreciate you. Next slide. And with that, I'm going to pass it off to the wonderful and incredible Mariah Burton at Hollister Prep.
Thank you, Parissa. Hi, everyone. My name is Mariah, and I am the principal of Hollister Prep. Just a little bit about me. I started at Navigator in 2015. I'm a first-generation college student. I'm the first on my mother's side to receive a master's degree and the first and only person on my father's side to earn a bachelor's degree. And so when I started in 2015 at Navigator, I started as a fifth grade humanities teacher, actually at Gilroy Prep School. I have also served GPS as the eighth grade STEM teacher. I was the vice principal of culture and operations. Then I moved to the vice principal of academics. And now this year I've transitioned to the amazing, amazing campus of Hollister Prep as principal. And so I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my phenomenal leadership team, starting with our K2 vice principal, Ms. Lisa Vicello. She joined Hollister Prep in 2018, originally as the vice principal of academics. She came to us after serving in the district since 1997, and her passions include early literacy and foundational skills. And that makes her the perfect lead for our targeted after school program, especially for our little ones. She is also a mom of a brand new college freshman. So go Lisa. Her son unfortunately didn't go to Navigator because we didn't exist yet. But I'm sure he would have graduated with us had we existed. Anyways, my next leadership team member is Mr. Nick Bakich. He started at HPS as a teacher in training in 2014. And then he taught kindergarten humanities for 3 years. And then he stepped into the vice principal of culture and operations role. And that was his position for 4 years. And now he is our vice principal of 3, 4, and 5. He is also the father of a brand new baby, which basically makes him a superhero. So props to Mr. Nick. My next vice principal serves as the vice principal of middle school, and her name is Miss Norma Knox. She began her teaching career in the district, and then we snagged her up in 2016. She taught 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade with us at Gilroy Prep School, and she taught ELA. And then she took on a TOSA role, so teacher on special assignment. She was our innovations fellow, and she helped develop that squad model that our Pinder and Gabriel alluded to. Her experiences have made her so, so fitting for her role as vice principal of middle school. She's actually the mom of 3 grown-up children, one of which served as one of our SGIs at Hollister Prep School. And then finally, I have the honor of introducing Miss Alexa. So Miss Alexa Salazar is my newest and leadership team member. She's been with Hollister Prep since 2019, but prior to coming to us as a teacher, she worked in the field of applied behavioral analysis. So she is coming to us with a lot of knowledge in supporting behaviors and all sorts of things that our students need. Over the last several years, she has served our school as the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade STEM teacher. And now she is the instructional coach, and she's the proud mama of one of our 2nd graders. Thank you. Go ahead and go to the next slide. A few other leadership team members who keep our school running smoothly is Mackenzie. She's our site operations manager. Her attention to detail and her ability to bring order and beauty to any space is so, so needed. And we also have the amazing Miss Jessica. She's our education specialist working with our special needs populations, but any student who can come to her and take something amazing away. And not pictured is Miss Gina, who is our para coach, and she's another amazing resource that we have at our school. And the next one, please. Just a few images to enjoy. These pictures capture the joy of the first few days of school, including some of our squad work in action, as well as a sneak peek into our San Benito County Middle School dance, where HPS students were able to enjoy some fun with SBC middle schoolers. And our very own CEO, Kevin Sped, who not only chaperoned, but was cutting the rug alongside the middle school students. So shout out to Kevin. And thank you. Go ahead and go to the next slide. Thank you. And we have Watsonville Prep. The amazing principal is going to take it away, Miss Andy.
Hi, everyone. I am Andy Hernandez, and I'm the principal of Watsonville Prep School. I joined Navigator in 2013 as a founding member of the Hollister Prep team, taught 4th grade at Hollister Prep, moved into the academic dean role. And then one of my proudest moments of my professional career has been watching Watsonville Prep open in 2019. Next, you'll see Gabby Roldan, who is the vice principal at WPS. We met in the 4th grade classroom and haven't left each other's side yet. She served as a 4th grade teacher, 5th grade teacher, 6th grade teacher, vice principal in training at Hollister Prep, and then joined us to open Watsonville Prep also in 2019. Next, you'll see Caitlin Large, who also worked at Hollister Prep since 2013, the founding year. She has served many different roles, served on the student service team, the SGI team as an SGI coach, and now is serving as our operations lead. She also participated in a fashion show in what our in at Gottschalk's, which is now our school building where the third grade classroom is. So that's always funny to think back on. So she was really thrilled to go back to her community and serve Watsonville. And then we also have Nina Lewis, who is our instructional coach at WPS. She joined the GPS team in 2017 as a fourth grade teacher, and then joined us our founding year in 2019. She has been the instructional coach with us for the past 2 years and has really helped get some school-wide movement on PBIS and some other big initiatives on campus.
Just one little fun fact real quick. Every time I see Caitlin, I have to tell the story, but she was, I taught her in sixth grade back in 2003. And Mrs. Waller, I think if I'm not mistaken, you were helping me back then with Caitlin's math skills.
And then we have some other really crucial members of our team. Sonia Ladrone, our site operations manager. Haley Perry, our education specialist. And Stephanie Renteria, our educational specialist intern. And there's so many more that aren't on this screen today that are just like a crucial part of our team. Some fun pictures from the first couple of weeks of school, like Kevin spoke to earlier. We opened our second TK class, so it was fun this year welcoming 60 kinders and about 42 TK students for the first day of school. We began the picture up in the right hand corner. We began reading intervention focused on comprehension and reading fluency for about 70 of our students. And here's a picture of one of our first grade team members already jumping in and leading centers on the bottom. So really excited about the strong launch at WPS. And now, Kirsten, I think it's back to you.
Thank you. And can we just take a quick minute to just, I think, relish in all of the amazing things that that team is doing at their sites. And you can see why we all love to be on our campuses. So shout out to each and every one of the people who spoke, the members of their team, and everyone that is on their campuses, because they are the ones doing the work every day. So thank you. I'm now going to turn it over to Sharon, who's going to give you a brief update on attendance, and then I'll be back for just one or two slides and then give it over to James. So Sharon.
So one of our, good evening, everyone. One of our organizational initiatives is to address attendance. COVID continues to haunt us. In the FAT form that we have more students that have been absent in the past 2 years than ever before. And so we really don't want to let that go, of course, because we need all of our kids to be at school to get all of this wonderful education. And so we've hired reallocated a position. So one of our counselors is serving as a parent resource coordinator to help us address attendance, doing some more parent education, home visits, even providing counseling to some students who might be experiencing chronic absenteeism for various reasons. So we're really kind of pulling out all the stops. And I just want to say, I think we all know this, but attendance is one of the first signs that something's up, kind of that canary in the coal mine. And we're really realizing that even though our numbers, the percentages right here, our percentages of daily attendance look pretty good. Our budgets were based, I believe, Kevin, correctly if I'm wrong, like 95% attendance. So we're right on the edge, I think. But it's the kids, each and every student that maybe is not attending on a regular basis. Those are the kids we're really trying to target this year.
Thank you, Sharon. And as Sharon mentioned, COVID is still among us. The absences that we've had at our various sites this year, and that SO2 number includes me. I had held out for 2.5 years and then got it the first week of school, tested negative last Friday, and then had that awful rebound thing come back and I tested positive yesterday. So I am not thrilled with this whole COVID thing and really decided it needs to leave. So I apologize for the fact that I I've been using words that I don't normally use, like awesome and other things. COVID fog brain is a real thing. I didn't think it was, but it truly is. So I apologize and hope I will be back to normal at our next meeting. Next slide, Mario, please. Thank you. Just a few quick things that we are focusing on right now. As I mentioned already, we are solidifying our commitment to our NAVI graduate aims. Sharon talked about student and staff attendance is also something that we are focusing on this year. The last couple of years have been incredibly hard on all of us. And yes, we want people to stay healthy. And so we don't want people to come to school if they're sick, but we've truly are trying to work on incentives for people to want to be there when they're healthy. We're working on the Hayward Collegiate Strong Launch. Campus culture, facilities and safety. You're going to hear a little bit more about GPS safety coming up. But as you know, Hollister Prep School, we still need to figure out what we're going to do there because we've gotten a little bigger than our site. And so we're still working on that and also working on safety at WPS and just making sure that the facilities for all of our kiddos match the incredible work they're having in the classroom. You're going to hear a little bit more about Valor Compass Camp. That is a focus on school organizational culture. We had to apply for this program last year before Hayward became part of us, so they were not included in Valor Compass Camp, but it is a three-year commitment that we are launching this year. So you will have updates as we work with our staff and then our students. And finally, you heard we did get the planning grant for Gilroy Prep, Hollister Prep, and Watsonville Prep for community schools. And we're waiting for the RFP to open so that we can apply for this for Hayward Collegiate. And we will keep you all updated on that. And I think, Mario, the next one goes to James. Still me. We are also still focusing on our social emotional health of our staff members. As we talked about, attendance for staff is incredibly important. Their mental health is incredibly important. And surveys have shown us that it is something that our staff would like for us to focus on. So this year we are launching weekly SEL surveys, just like we have done with our students. And these are the questions that are going to be on the surveys weekly. And that way we're going to be able to get that data in real time, work with the principals and the leadership teams you just met to figure out what steps we need to do, what needs to be implemented so that we can strengthen our organizational culture. And this again will be something that we keep talking with you all about. Next slide. Now you get James. So thank you all very much.
Well, this is the moment we all wait for. We all sweat over all year long and we worry about and lose sleep over during the summer wondering how did our students actually perform? How are they doing compared to our local districts? And how do they do after a pandemic? Because it's something we've never lived through. So the next slides compare our schools in the cities where they are in place with the two nearest elementary schools and the middle school nearby. So this is looking at Gilroy Prep and their English language arts, and all of these will be in blue and green in math. So when we look at our students in Gilroy, we see just continued strong performance and also a big drop from previous years. We generally at Gilroy were in the low to mid 80s in math and in ELA, and over 70 most years in mathematics. So while we've seen a drop, we're still holding a very high level of performance. And as you'll see in all of our schools, we're not happy with these scores, except we are sort of happy with these scores because there's just a pandemic. So that's, I guess there's two sides to this coin. If we can move on to Hollister Prep.
Real quick question. How big a challenge in your opinion is that summer gap?
I don't think it's the summer gap as much as it is the full year that we were out of school.
Okay.
And plus, just all of the distractions. And you can see, I mean, the math has really taken a big drop. And I think because trying to teach math over Zoom was very difficult.
Okay.
We're also still seeing kind of a bubble in our second grade, which are kids that had partial kinder and partial first reading. And so we are still pouring a lot of resources in to try to get those kids caught up. Yeah, so hope that helped, Chuck.
The more the pandemic than the time off in the summer.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always a, if we look at our spring scores versus our fall, there's definitely a slump. But I would say there's a slump overall in all performance. Mm-hmm. So this is looking at R.O. Hardin, where we're co-located compared to Hollister Prep's performance and the local middle school, and then the second closest elementary school. And then Watsonville Prep, drum roll. Hey, fantastic. Look at that performance. Now, again, 37%, 38%. We want to see that doubled in 2 years. And I think we're going to get there. Andy and her team have already looked it over, and there were so many kids that were close to hitting, meeting the standard. But again, if you just look at the general performance of the schools in Watsonville, we're still in some cases, you know, triple or quadrupling the number of kids that are at grade level. And we are working our rear ends off to make it, you know, even better at that school. So kudos to all of the sites. In particular, I will say Watsonville has a demographic that's very different than Hollister and Gilroy. And our newest team, Hayward Collegiate, keeping the trend going. And actually even reversing the math problem, in that the math is outperforming the reading, which is great news, because I do feel like we've got the reading down. So if we can just keep that math going up, fantastic job. So those are the two closest schools to Hayward Collegiate in the neighborhood. And you can see what an impact they've had since 2018. Anything anybody wants to say about the academics before we move on to this year's priorities?
This is Claire. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you ever break it down by student type? So male, yes. Female, that kind of thing?
Yep. We opened this report today. So we awesome. Didn't get a chance to do it. But in the October meeting, we'll have it broken down by demographic and subgroups.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. Anything else, or I'll move on?
I have my hand raised.
Yes.
I wanted to inquire in regards to academics and catching students up. Mm-hmm. What plan, I believe, because we were just talking about academics, that I can ask this. What plan does the school have in place? I know that last year I had to advocate for my child, and I had to be a little blunt that, like, I'm not concerned about everyone having a deficit. My concern is about my child and getting her caught up. Gilroy did a phenomenal job, but it was a little concerning that I had to go a little hard on getting those interventions. What is the plan moving forward to close the gap, particularly the gap that was caused by COVID?
Yes. Yeah, so your child is a GPS student?
Yes, sir.
And what grade?
James actually. Third grade. This is not following the agenda protocol. Per se.
That's not what able. We were not just talking about academics.
Yeah. The board needs to recognize the speaker at a certain time.
After each agenda item is comment. That's what the agenda says. Yeah,
so the board chair will elicit comments for each item. So we're in the middle of the item.
I'm sorry, he asked if anyone had comments. And so I thought that was the time to do comments, because it said on the agenda that after each item.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I'm not sure who asked.
It's okay, Ms. Rinales. Thank you for your sharing. Mr. Dent called on you, and that was acceptable for you to speak, James. For members, James Dent was really asking board members if there were any questions. So we understand the miscommunication there. Yep. So that was the question directed to board members. So thank you.
So I will move on, and feel free to come into the office this week, and we will definitely answer that question. All right. So moving on to our academic priorities for 2022 and 2023, we've added additional excellent leadership talent. And I'll explain that as we go. So the first thing we're doing is a full-blown academic reset based on coaching reset based on some of the conferences we attended last school year, as well as just realizing we need to get back to the same level of rigor with our coaching that we had pre-pandemic. And last year was hard to do that, but we are very confident that we have great plans for that. And Melissa will be leading that initiative. So that's really a priority around leadership development. Sharon is leading our rollout of the graduate aims to students with the support of, you know, much of the school sites as well. Elise, who was the principal last year at Hayward Collegiate, is now our curriculum coordinator. And I actually have to say, there might be some reason that they had a higher math score than reading last year, because they had her as an excellent mathematical coach, as well as principal. And she's going to be leading our illustrative math adoption. And then Justin Steiner, who many of you who are on the board remember us working with Wonderful College Prep out in Delano and saw great results from our partnership work with them. We were able to convince him to come work for us this year. And he's going to be leading our middle school model, squad implementation model. And is already we're already seeing great improvements in that this year. And then I'm working with directly with Parissa in Hayward. I'm going up there a couple of times a month and talking daily and just trying to bring the model to Hayward Collegiate in a way that is not creating too much change too fast, but also pushing those best practices into the school. And then lastly, Crystal Toriumi, who you all know is a founding teacher, principal of GPS for a while, is now our director of model implementation, is supporting in the writing. So our ELA, our math, our leaders, our middle school, all students all have priorities so that there's not too much on one adult. However, we are trying to definitely improve our foundational programs and get them back to where they were prior to the pandemic. And time for Q&A, and this is for board members.
John, I think you're muted. Is that, are you trying to?
John, we can't hear you.
You're unmuted now. At least it looks that way.
Yeah.
No, it's not working.
Maybe unplug that cord from the computer. Mario, you could take off the screen share.
Can't hear you. There we go.
If it doesn't work, John, maybe you can log off and log back on.
This might be a good time. Oh, here's John back in already.
That's odd that it's working for everybody but him.
How are we doing now?
We hear you, John.
I hear you loud.
Terrific. Thank you. Are there any questions for James? Chuck? No? Okay. First of all, I want to apologize to the parent who asked a question. I think we were a bit unclear on that, and we should have allowed the question to go forward. I know, James, if you'll be in touch with her so that we can address that, I think it's important that we make sure that her concerns get answered. Yeah. And I'm sorry that we attempted to rule her out of order. I think, as she said, she thought she was perfectly in order. So apologies to her. And Kevin, if you could follow up with me on that, I'd appreciate it. I want to thank, before we finish up this particular section, I know we're running a bit late. I want to thank Kirsten and James for putting this together. I found the graduate aims interesting, and I hope at the offsite you'll talk a little bit more about that, James and Kirsten, in terms of what the students did and how you arrived at those. James, thanks for the results. Again, as Claire mentioned, it would be great if we could break those down and look at other comparisons that you think would be helpful in terms of other schools from the different counties, as well as the particular breakouts on the top lines that you showed us. So we'll look forward to that. And then finally, thank you to Missy, Parisa, Mariah, and Andy. I think the board is deeply appreciative of you all coming on, first of all, for the work you do and the excitement and commitment you show, but also just for coming on here during opening week. This is your crush time, and we really appreciate you all making the time and doing the preparation to introduce the board. I found it very helpful and just terrifically encouraging and celebratory. So thanks very much. We really appreciate your effort to brief us on your team. So thanks very much. This was terrific in terms of updates. And James and Kirsten, thank you for making it positive.
Great way to kick off the year. Very inspiring.
I agree. Terrific. Anything else? Moving to item four, topical items, the board offsite meeting preparation and location. I want to mention that we're to the board that we look forward to you being there. You received your first document and first reading materials in terms of the Gilroy, or I'm sorry, in terms of the Navigator history. So be sure and keep up on the reading as it comes in so that we're able to take those times and follow up on, for example, graduate aims or the top line results, the SBAC top line results. So, keep up the reading, and we look forward to seeing you there. Because it's late, I want to move directly to Gilroy Prep School security and specifically some of the issues regarding homeless. I know that there are, I hope that there are still members of the public, specifically parents, who want to talk about this. But I first want to recognize Kirsten again to bring us up to date on some of the most immediate and recent developments that have occurred.
John, just to interject, after Kirsten's presentation, just to remind you to call for any public comments.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Mario, can you share a screen again, please? So this is a brief update. It's going to be a little bit repetitive for board members who heard about this in the last school year. In last December, early January, we started having some significant complaints from, you can go to the next slide, Mario, please. Thank you. We started having significant complaints from our parents regarding the area behind Gilroy Prep School and under kind of a, I guess, more like a levee area. Gilroy Prep School is in the red little diagram there in the green, it's the green spot. I really do apologize. I never thought COVID brain was a thing, but it takes me a little while to come up with my words. So I really do apologize. And so the area right behind Gilroy Prep School was the area that we were having some significant concerns. So now you can go to the next slide, Mario. So last December, early January, a large encampment emerged behind Gilroy Prep School in that gully area to the north of the bridge. Fires, drug use, and unsafe behaviors were putting students at risk. Late winter, early spring, the GPS admin team, along with GPS parents and Navi leadership, worked with the Gilroy Police Department and the Gilroy Unified School District on a solution. Gilroy Unified actually owns that land to the north of the bridge, in between the Gilroy Prep School and those commercial businesses on the other side of the railroad tracks. Because they owned it, they were along with, we were able to, in partnership with Gilroy Unified, Santa Clara County DA's office, and Gilroy Police Department, implemented a plan to help relocate the residents of that encampment and clean it up. So that was all in the last school year. Now then, where we are now is next. Go ahead, Mario. Thank you. So the positive updates, that area behind GPS, the one owned by Gilroy Unified, has stayed clean and there are no residents in that area at this point. Any violations have been reported to GPD immediately. Like sometimes there have been, somebody had a go-kart and they were racing it along the gully about a week ago, called Gilroy Police Department immediately. They showed up and they were able to cite them for violating the no trespassing order. Additional security cameras were installed last year so that we are actually able to see that area. Any damage or apparent disturbances of the fence line are reported to GUSD immediately and they come and repair them. And Gilroy Police Department has maintained a presence in the mornings and afternoons during drop off and pickup to just help along that area. Okay, Mario. Why this is back on your agenda, and just so that you are all updated. So the area under the bridge has now become congested and unsafe with occupants creating living areas. I'm going to show you some pictures of the under the bridge in just a minute. As the GPS parking drop-off situation is impacted by South Valley construction, parents are now having to walk their students along IOOF and over the bridge. That is just a temporary situation while the parking lot is being impacted. However, during this time, we are having parents cross over that bridge, and there were some concerns about safety in that area. Families contacted Gilroy Prep School, who then contacted me. They also contacted Gilroy Police Department, Gilroy Unified, and the City of Gilroy. Like I said, there were some unsafe situations. Navi staff has been in constant contact with Gilroy Police Department. Next slide, Mario. So this is the area under the bridge. As you can see, there have been actual living areas created under the bridge, causing some security safety concerns for the bridge itself. A police officer took these for us last week. So next slide, Mario. So where we are now, the current status, because of what you just saw, the City of Gilroy Public Works Department is implementing protocols to ensure and maintain safety under and around the bridge. This area should see changes in the coming weeks. because of the fact that there could be an impact on bridge safety, they are going to be helping to relocate the residents under the bridge and that encampment and clean it out the way we did the area north of the bridge. So the Gilroy Public Works Department is tackling that. That bridge is not owned by Gilroy Unified, so they do not have a piece of this right now. It is all the city of Gilroy. We are also going to be doing privacy fencing placed along the perimeter of Gilroy Prep School. Our facilities crew is looking into either the ones that weave in and out or a different kind of privacy fencing so that will go all the way around GPS. We are adding a campus security lead who is going to serve as a crossing guard and campus safety at GPS. We have been communicating with families, the history of the situation and current updates. I've sent two general updates since school started and then several individual conversations with families. So that is where we are at this point and wanted to give you all an update. I think that was it, right, Mario? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirsten. Do I hear any members of the public who wish to address this issue and express some of their concerns?
Adrian Rodriguez, John, the first.
Ms. Rodriguez, would you like to go and unmute and provide us with some comments?
Hi, yes. I'm a parent of a kindergartner at Gilroy Prep, and I'm just calling in to comment on the situation regarding the homeless encampment bordering the school property and the security of Gilroy Prep campus. The past 2 weeks have been very unsettling for me, walking past broken glass, needles, drug deals, mounds of bikes and bike parts, and fires near combustible material, all while walking my five-year-old to school. When I spoke to other GPS parents, they told me of all the horrors they encountered over the last years dealing with the encampment. The stories involved numerous indecent exposures, breaking into sheds on school property, and witnessing drug deals and prostitution, just to name a few. Hello? Okay.
We can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Can you see me now?
We can see you now, yes.
Awesome. I was just going to say, we need to come together to find a solution and collaborate on this situation with the school district to find both the short-term and long-term solutions to this problem. I'm happy to hear that the ball is rolling and that we're closer to solutions. However, I feel more work needs to be done on the part of Navigator Schools. I would like to see Navigator invest more money in better fencing. The chain link fence that we have does not provide a secure perimeter to the school. And it doesn't prevent individuals from entering the school property. Currently, there's an area of the chain link fence that has been pulled up. And that area is near the encampment and near some items from the encampment. And that area in the fencing can allow an adult to enter the campus. So this needs to be fixed immediately. I've notified Gilroy Unified of this problem, but I would like to see Navigator fix this as well. Additionally, cameras in the back of the perimeter would be helpful and add a sense of security. I believe that would also prevent the homeless from creating an encampment in that area if they felt cameras were pointed on them while they were doing illegal activities. I would also like to suggest forming a committee that involves all stakeholders, one that involves parents of GPS students, staff members, the police, city council members, and then providing, coming up with ideas to keep this problem from reoccurring, and then provide updates to the parents. And basically their role would be to advocate for a safe campus. I just want to ask you to make security of GPS students a priority and make additional security measures an action item for the next board meeting. So I would like to see approval of fencing and security cameras and so forth as an action item on the next board meeting. I appreciate your assistance and I look forward to a safe school campus. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rodriguez. Appreciate your comments. Kevin, do we have another person who wants to speak to us?
Yeah, yes, we do. Valentina Rinales.
Ms. Rinales.
Hello, good evening. I also am here to speak about the encampment that we're experiencing. But as what Ms. Rodriguez says, I reiterate with what she said. My concern lies in with the communication. As I was talking to parents, so I have two children. I have one at Rod Kelly and I have one at Gilroy Prep. So I've been having issues with my daughter at Rod Kelly. So I'm kind of familiar with a lot of, like, they also are having a homeless issue. So when I came to our issues, like, I seen the encampment, I brought it up. It was only within this year that I started talking to families about it that I learned that, like, I heard that there was like an exposure, but I wasn't aware that it was a full-on, like, genital out against the fence with the children. And I was informed by the student's parent who witnessed this that the school only informed the two cohorts involved that were out at that time. And I would implore Navigator to realize that parents talk. And when we hear these type of things from other parents, it kind of chips away at our trust about transparency and communication. I know also that there were fires on campus last year. And the only reason I know about those fires is because my daughter informed me. And I actually reached out to Teresa Silva on Parent Square. And I'm not even sure who exactly she is. I just know that she was messaging me. She sends messages in regards to COVID. So I had sent her a message asking, like, hey, I heard about the fire. What's going on? But I was never informed through Parent Square that there was actual a fire on campus that caused the campus to have a fire drill. Well, it wasn't a drill, it was a real fire. But not only, like, again, talking with parents about this encampment this year, I learned that it not only happened once, it happened twice, but not only twice, there was actually six fires. And so I don't know where the communication is from. And I don't know, like, the logic behind only informing the cohort that was involved, especially when parents communicate and have cross grades. I again implore, like, that we look at this and the way we communicate things, especially when student safety is involved. Even though, like, that one cohort happened to be outside, this person is still in, like, how do we know where this person is? And in the area, I'm not sure where the ball got dropped at, but I would definitely like to raise this attention and moving forward, seeing how we can better collaborate in getting these incidences communicated to the Navigator families. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fernandez. Appreciate your time and your comments on that. Kevin, do we have any other parents that speak or members of the public?
No, John. That was
okay. Thank you, Ms. Rodriguez and Ms. Rinales. Thank you very much for taking the time this evening to come and speak to us. I think the board shares your concern about this. We commit to follow up, and we'll talk with staff about the improvements, some of which, as Kirsten Carr have reported prior to you, have looks like they've begun to be initiated. But the fact is that the Navigator staff can do everything it can, but some of this has to do with the Gilroy City, the city of Gilroy and the school district. We commit to you both and to the other parents that we'll keep the pressure on there. I've written the mayor once before, and we'll work with Kevin and Kirsten to see what pressure and attention we can bring about again in response to this with the police department. Finally, I would say we hear your observations about communications, and if we can get ahead of this and communicate with you, I think some of your anxiety might be allayed, and we'll work on our communications to you and our communications to you about our communications, because I think we've been in contact with parents generally about some of these issues. But the point is, thank you very much. We appreciate it. I'd ask if any other members wish to respond to these parents.
John, just a quick note. And this is time for board discussion, which can include responding to parent comments, but it's also a time for a board discussion in general as well.
Right. So questions or comments for Kirsten from any of the board members?
I have a question. So last year, we didn't have a security guard there?
No, we did not. We did not have a security guard at GPS. That will be new this year. We did add the security cameras last year, but no security guard. That's new this year.
So when did the security guard start this year?
He's going to be hired, or he or she is going to be hired in the next week or so. It's one of the things we're in the process of adding.
Okay, great. You know, we have one at Hayward Collegiate, and it does help. We've had some homeless on the side, and our security has kicked them out. So, or, you know, they're on top of it. As soon as they come back, then they're gone. So I haven't noticed a problem lately, but yeah, it does help. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Amy. Anyone else?
So I have just two questions and maybe a clarification. So the first is, does the city and Gilroy Police Department seem to be responsive to your asks and questions?
Yes. I have the cell phone number of three police officers and the mayor and the city manager and the chief of police. And so they have been very responsive and have been there as soon as we call. And actually one of the police officers is the one working very closely with the city and the public works department to share the impetus for why this next section needs to be cleaned up.
Great. Thank you for that. And then my second question is, I don't know if Gilroy Unified has an SRO that they would be willing to partner with you so that they're there at the times that you need them just to be checking in without you having to call. Is that a possibility?
We do work with the SROs at Gilroy Unified. They have two, and I need to confirm as far as what our contract was with them. They have been incredibly responsive and have been around when in times of need. We had a situation last year where they kind of parked themselves at GPS for a few days. And so one of those has been doing drive-bys or drive-throughs every day. And he's one of the ones that I am able to contact immediately.
Perfect. My only suggestion for the SRO would be that he or she also connects with families and students, makes that deliberation, like deliberately connects with them. So that would be my only suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire.
Any other members, comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. Thank you very much, Kirsten. We'll look forward to a follow-up in the future, particularly with respect to the bridge structures and what Gilroy is doing about that. But thank you for the report and the most recent action. Found it very informative. Thank you.
John, I just want to point out that we do have security cameras in the back of Gilroy Prep. Those are things that we did last year as well. So I think the suggestions that were made today were definitely important to take into consideration and see how we move forward with the school community on this matter.
Thank you. And thanks again for the parents staying with us during the meeting in order to comment on this section. I'd like to move now to the closed session. And an announcement for closed session, which will be CEO evaluation on issues, and would ask the board to members of the board to make a motion and vote on to enter closed session for confidential matters. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to enter closed session, Shara.
Thank you, Shara. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Claire. Discussion, suggestions? Hearing none, I would ask that Sean call the roll for closed session.
Chuck Daggs.
Sorry, I couldn't get off mute. Present. Okay.
Claire Grissom.
Present.
Jaime Quiroga.
Present.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Victor Predesclonia.
Aye.
Motion to enter closed session is approved.
Right, and I just want to check the presence are the members who voted present are not abstaining, but are voting aye to enter into closed session. Is that correct? Just for the record,
correct. Yeah, I kicked off the presence with the wrong.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you. Thank you, Jaime. Okay, the board members will join us along with the general counsel. Mario or Sean, can you put us into a closed session, please?